Peace and blessings, everybody. You're listening to The Good Brother Experience, where it is I, the good brother, the original black man. I am Reek. What you doing? How you doing? How you been? For starters, please drink water. Secondarily, rate, review, and subscribe to my program. The more comments and the more ratings you leave me, the more lit I get. Last but not least, if you would like to email me at goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com. Once again, that's goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com. It's been a little minute, son, and what I will tell you is I'm going to fill in the blanks as to what I've been doing. I've not been able to sleep. I've been barely able to eat. I haven't had no, well, you know, whatever. But anyway, let me tell you what's been going on in the life of Reek. You feel what I'm saying? First, RIP to Takeoff. That shit is fucking insane. It's abysmal. It's nasty. It's disgusting. It's foul. It's vile. And RIP to that man. And what we need to take from that death is we need to really celebrate Migos and black unity more than ever before. From the looks of things, prior to Takeoff's demise, there was some dissension amongst the team. But prior to that, three black relatives from the ghettos of Atlanta, getting together as a trio and becoming world-renowned and famous and black millionaires through their artistry is to be celebrated. I hope that there's some type of documentary that QC will release, because that shit, more than anything, is inspiring. Watching three kids, roughly around the same age, that are all related to one another, to get together, put their talent together, hop in the studio, and defy the odds, and probably make more money than any of their friends and family. So, RIP to Takeoff. I saw video footage, which is vile and disgusting, how you can watch a man get shot, and the first thing you do is pull out your phone. The same thing happened with Nipsey. I remember seeing Nipsey's lifeless body on the floor when it happened, and I'm like, come on, y'all, we can do better than this. This shit is not the wave at all. So again, RIP to Takeoff. And what's so eerie about it is I was just in Houston. I'm just getting back. And, you know, conversely, I had an incredible time. I wasn't in any type of peril the entirety of my stay in Houston. I wasn't in any kind of danger. You know, I'm always on my P's and Q's to the best of my ability, but, you know, I had a really great time. And the one thing I've recognized, you know, I thought this was just a New York thing. I thought this was just an Atlanta thing. But at this point in my life, I've been to a few states now. And section culture is permeating throughout the community as far as America's concerned and black concentrated areas. And I don't know when it started. It might have been the Startender era that happened in the mid-2000s, where the women that were serving drinks got millions of followers because of how they look. I don't know if it was the scam era, where in order to get these Startenders or women that was getting their body done in a comeuppance of everybody wanting to be shapely, that, you know, scammers were luring women in with buying copious amounts of bottles and, you know, calling everybody broke in the process. So in order for you to feel like you need to compete with these scammers, that you also need to get sections or whatever have you. But yeah, man, you can't go anywhere without it being a concentrated group of people being next to another concentrated group of people. And it's just individualism. It's like, we're doing our thing, y'all doing your thing, they're doing their thing, but we're all in a public venue to listen to music. But even with me saying that, I had a fucking great time. Because, you know, before I get to, you know, all the shit that I was doing, partying has changed. I know that I've said this before on previous podcasts, but, you know, me just coming from Houston, I gotta reiterate it again. You know, partying overall has changed, you know, from the 90s, 2000s, 2010s to now. Whereas before, even if you couldn't dance, you would go around, nod your head to some music, talk to a few people, get a few drinks, and everything was centered around like togetherness and being rhythmic, and everybody just either releasing some energy from the ills that they accrued from being at work all throughout the week, or people just wanting to get a little bit of release. You know, women wanting to be seen by other women, women that wanted to be seen by other men that wanted to be seen by other men that wanted to be seen by other women, whatever. It was just like a concentrated effort for everybody to be having fun in harmony. And whether you was on the side talking to people or you was in the middle of the dance floor, there was togetherness. Whether you go to a white party, black party, Hispanic party, whatever. With the rise of getting your body done, section culture, and hookah, that has all changed. And you kind of got to shift your mind to what you're expecting when you go out these days. And if you don't shift your mind as to what to expect, you're always going to leave a party saying that it was whack. You're going to leave a party saying that that shit was not worth it, because you're not shifting your expectation and your viewpoint. The days of going out and dancing with women is over. The days of going out and even dancing is over. It's fucking done. It's over. Nobody dances anymore. What you have to do is you need to learn how to have individualism with other people. If it's going to another section and be like, listen, yo, we all in this together. Yo, I got my people out here from out of town. It looks like y'all are a dope group of people. Do y'all mind if we just, not me, we all share drinks, we all party with one another and talk to one another. That's how it got to be. Or you got to go out and see people who don't got a section and they look like dope people and be like, yo, y'all want some drinks, man? Y'all look like a good group. Come fuck with us. Or be open to that happening to you, where a strange person might come to you like, yo, man, I see all y'all over here chilling, whatever. Ain't nobody willing to dance for like that. Yo, come up and get some drinks. Like, this is partying now. And the faster you understand this, the better. I have this understanding. So I went to Houston and had a blast. And let me tell you some things that can make a guy's trip go in the tank. When you have niggas that's not on the same page financially, when you have a maverick that wants to spend $1 trillion and everybody's not trying to spend $1 trillion, then that breeds some type of animosity of, nigga, I'm not paying that. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about, nigga. We can do whatever. I'm not giving you no bread for this. Fuck are you talking about? Or if niggas is going out to eat and we all eating in harmony and nobody even asks for separate checks. I live in the real world. That whole, yo, stop talking broke shit, shut the fuck up, man. Bring that shit back to Disneyland where they'll fucking believe you. I live in the real world. Everybody don't got the same amount of money. And when niggas fucking spending all this chicken and then calling the bank to fucking report their card stolen, I've seen it all. Niggas need to be on the same page when they go out to eat. Like, yo, we just getting food. All right, everything on here is roughly around the same price. If you can't get that shit separated, all right, cool. Everybody is going on my card. Literally, pay me what you owe me and add $15 to your food for the tip. That's all you got to do. Know what I mean? It goes on one card. Then, nah, don't get me later. Nah, don't get me in a few. Just literally go to Zelle or Cash App. Add $10 to $15 to the total of your bill. And let's just do this the proper way. When niggas is trying to talk to women, ain't no stepping on toes. Yo, I saw that bitch first. Or niggas trying to get groovy and ask for the room one time. And niggas like, yo, I'm not giving you my room. Or niggas hating that you get girls and then they don't. So they gonna try to spoil the whole situation. Or niggas gonna play the cut and have niggas ask, yo, what's wrong with you, bro? Or even worse, niggas that can't fucking handle their liquor. I mean, we all drinking, we all getting right. Or if your vice of choice is weed, you over here getting high. And now niggas gotta babysit you. I'm here to tell you, I was just in Houston with 7 grown men. Nothing I just mentioned happened. Everybody was in tune. Everybody was reading the group chat. Everybody was like, yo, where you at? Yo, we over here. Yo, it's Look Weekend over here. Yo, I know somebody that lives out here. They said this spot's supposed to be popping. Let's all ride over there. Matter of fact, before y'all leave, I'm about to go check it out. Yo, this shit is tight lit in here. There's some holes in here. Yo, pull up. Yo, this is a net. Yo, this shit is kind of lively in there. Everybody's dancing and shit. This shit is fake packed. I'm not going to hold niggas. Yo, it's homecoming. I heard the spot is over here. We got to get here early or we're not going to be able to get in. Yo, this is what's going on. Yo, I'm trying to get the section. They're saying the section is such amount of dollars. Y'all down? Y'all with it? Y'all got the bread for it? All right, cool. Everybody got their own separate rental. There was either one person per rental or there was two people per rental. So everybody can make their own moves. And you can link niggas when you want to link niggas. Because although we're all in Houston, people be having little side missions like it's Grand Theft Auto. Yo, niggas want to cut to the side. All right, cool, cut to the side. Yo, link here when you're done. Oh, you about to go on a date with some shorty that you met on IG? All right, cool, pull up. We're going to be over here. Yo, listen, whenever y'all niggas wake up, we over here pre-gaming and shit like that. Pull up to the Airbnb, we all getting right. Yo, niggas just made some turkey burgers. Niggas is doing the right thing. All throughout the weekend, there was no complaining. There was no animosity. Nobody was getting ready to fight. Nobody got overly drunk. Nobody got overly high. Nobody was hating. Nobody was stepping on toes. Nobody was being cheap. Nobody was being deceptive. Niggas wasn't acting like they didn't see the group chat. Nobody tried to zone a body off no bread. Everybody was doing what needed to be done. And that's how guys' trips need to be. Everybody on one accord with one understanding that it's about unity. Yo, you trying to do this? Are you trying to do this? Yo, everybody good to go? All right, cool. Let's have fun now. That shit, it really brought a tear to my eye to watch that happen. Every guy's trip I've ever been on has been successful. But I've heard horror stories about guys' trips going left. Niggas not trying to put up bread and things I just said probably about 4 minutes ago into the podcast. It's just nasty behavior when I see niggas want to do things for themselves when they're on a group trip with a group of men that all have the understanding of togetherness. That shit really pisses me off. And the fact that I have not gone through that yet really makes me smile. You know, something else that I've recognized, you know, in my travels is... Oh, fuck, hold on. I'm getting a phone call. Give me 1 second. Sorry about that. So, yeah. Let me talk to you about Kanye West real quick. And I'm not going to take the position that you think I'm about to take. Anti-Semitism is multi-layered. Anti-Semitism is vile. Anytime you take a hatred towards a religion, that shit is unsatisfactory. And not only is it unsatisfactory, but it's unacceptable. But let's start from the top. Being Jewish is a religion. It's not a race of people. I feel like everybody needs to actively understand that and collectively understand that. Two, and this is a teaching moment, I have a few thousand listeners. I'm not famous in any regard, but I feel like you guys listening to me because at the very minimum, you guys enjoy my point of view on things. If you, pardon me, because I'm just trying to gather my words. If you are going to wage war against people, it does not behoove you to talk about people in their entirety and not singularly focus on the people who wronged you. So when you're Kanye West and you're saying Jewish media, there's only but so many people who are worth millions or billions of dollars. With each person that runs a corporation, it's just that. It's the one person that runs the corporation. So the same way when he's talking about fashion designers and he's talking about, you know, philosophers and he's talking about world-renowned billionaires and he's talking about artists that he respects and he's talking about Walt Disney and everything else. If you watch a Kanye interview, he's very good at pulling a name from off the top of his head and implementing it into the conversation. Like his ability just to remember the names of the people that he's met is uncanny. So with this same fucking skill that you have, why wouldn't you just say the names of the people who wronged you so it can be a more concentrated effort of getting the salvation that you're looking for? You're saying Jewish media, a Jewish doctor, a Jewish hospital, as opposed to, yo, such and such, these group of men did this to me. This guy's name is this, his name is this, his name is this, his name is this. The doctor that prescribed me the medication, his name was this. If you say the names of the people who did you wrong, as opposed to coming towards a religion of people that did you wrong, you wouldn't be in a situation where you're getting canceled. And this is a teaching moment for all of you guys. If I walk out my house right now, and there's a group of bullies, and it's 10 of them, And they beat me up. They take my stuff, they take my shoes, my pants, they take the money in my pocket. And every single day, I have to worry about the same 10 people that are gonna whip my ass, take whatever they want from me, use me, abuse me, spit on me, and I mean pour gasoline on my car and set it on fire. They just do vile and despicable things to me. If those 10 people just so happen to be Italian, I'm not waging war against Italians. I'm waging war against these 10 people. If these 10 people just happen to be Christian, I don't hate Christianity as a religion. I hate these 10 people. So if I was to now become a famous rapper, and I'm talking to you about my hatred of Italians because these 10 Italian dudes used to beat me up, I will look like a fucking clown. Because the Italian community is incredible. It's these concentrated 10 niggas that did me foul. So I'll be like, hey, Jeff, Joe, George, you know, all kind of other names, Andre, it's up for y'all niggas when I see y'all. I'm going to get my salvation when I see y'all. I'm going to get my revenge when I see y'all. I'm getting y'all out of position. Like, I'm famous now. It's over. There will be no more lighting my car on fire. There will be no more beating me up. There will be no more spitting on me. I got a regime behind me, and I'm taking y'all down. There can be no space of somebody being like, oh, this is Italian hate. Nah, this is anti-Christian hate. Nah, this is anti-Semitic. Because I'm speaking to specific people. Why is it that me, with a podcast that lives in my aunt's house, can recognize this and not Kanye West? He can afford the most expensive publicist on the planet. I'm pretty sure Scandal, the Kerry Washington show, I'm pretty sure this occupation exists. I'm more than positive. He can go to a fixer and be like, yo, listen, I'm trying to take these 12 people down because they're doing harmful things to my people. They're capitalizing on black death. I'm not feeling it. These are the people that gave me the nasty contracts. These are the people that stopped me from ascending as far as, you know, clothing is concerned. These are the people that keep putting these glass ceilings on my creativity. I got to take them down. What should I do? How should I go about this? What should I say? I'm not counting a man's pockets, but he flagrantly talks about his wealth all the time. You're worth all these bees and all that type of shit, nigga. What is wrong with you? You're going about this shit the wrong way. And the only reason why I'm being so long-winded about this is because this is what we do to each other when it comes to dating. Men ain't shit. Women ain't shit. Black women ain't shit. Black men ain't shit. All this type of shit, man. And nobody is concentrating towards the people that did them wrong. Or the group of people that hang around the person that did them wrong. We're just grandstanding. Yo, black women are untrustworthy. Fuck these black bitches. These bitches is, they're just users and abusers. No. It's these particular women that use and abuse men and want to be taken out and not give nothing in return and do all this type of shit. And they don't have an understanding of teamwork. Everything is just self-fulfillment. Certain people you're talking about. Men ain't shit. Boom, 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 boom. Now, I can understand men have done barbaric things to women. So I'm not taking that away from women at all. Black men got to get it together. Okay, cool. But let the conversation be more concentrated so some fucking change can happen. Remember my episode weeks back when I was talking about dudes in college or young dudes that don't know how to actually get pussy and they find ways to get pussy in barbaric ways and then this bleeds into their behavior and they don't know what they're doing is wrong? That's how you fix things. You speak very specifically to the type of person that you're talking about. Given grand statements, black women, black men, all this type of shit, this shit is nasty. What Kanye doing is fucking nasty. There's nothing nasty about getting revenge. There's nothing nasty about wanting salvation. There's nothing nasty about wanting change. But it needs to be more of a concentrated effort. And with concentrated efforts, I'm going to talk to you about my flag football team. Niggas is 500, I think. No, we're 4-3. We're 4-3. And I've missed two games that I'm very unhappy about. But we have a good team, man. I think niggas can fucking win the championship for real. I think we can go all the way. We have all the pieces. The quarterback, he's slowly starting to trust me. I deal with this shit every quarterback. Niggas act like I can't play. Then they throw me the ball. and they throw me a ball again, and they throw me the ball again, and all I'm doing is catching that shit. I'm like, maybe we should use Tariq more. Then all of a sudden, towards the end of the season, niggas start fucking with the wave. Now, the one thing about me this season is I'm coming off of injury. I was on some James Harden shit. My fucking hamstring went kaput last year. So I went a year and a few months without running full speed, like, period. So, you know what I mean? I've been losing weight, doing some running. I'm going to do way more wind sprints to get prepared for the spring season so I can be in tip-top shape because I'm so competitive. I'm starting to play more basketball now. And I feel like when you treat your body like you're 20 years old, when you're 32, that's when injuries happen. And I mean, because the rec center in my old neighborhood just opened up, so I can now start to play more basketball. I'm about to get a gym membership because here's something else that you guys should know. I've been speaking to old people lately, people over 70, you know, just in my travels, just to see what's going on. And every old person says, like, yo, if you don't use it, you lose it. You'll lose muscle tissue. You'll lose your bone density. And this is why old people be hunched over and looking foul, and they can't even pick up their groceries, and they just be in bed. Outside of diseases and outside of catastrophic shit that I don't even want to say out loud, if you go 30 years without picking up a weight, you're not going to be a strong person. If you go 30 years without going on a jog, you're not going to be a strong person. If you go 30 years without doing anything involving cardio, you're not going to be a strong person. If you go 30 years without gripping something at full strength and taking it from the floor and putting it in the air, you're not going to be a strong person. You're going to become weak and feeble and old. So, with me either having that understanding, I'm like, damn, I haven't worked out in months. And we all have people that are older in our family. Ask them the last time they've worked out. Outside of going to work, going home, playing with the kids, whatever. Niggas don't be working out. You got to work out. I have this understanding now. This was me. I went from being 23 to 29 or 30. I went like 6 or 7 years without working out. Couldn't do 5 push-ups. That is disgusting. I'm a fucking grown man that couldn't do no push-ups. Can't have that in the paint. So with that understanding, I'm going to be stronger. I'm going to be faster. I'm going to be quicker for this flag season, for my own personal health, and to feed my competitive nature. As far as what I've been doing in the interim from the Damo Briggs episode to now, I have been doing so many odd jobs. It's ridiculous. And the reason why I was doing all these odd jobs was to pay for Houston. So I was working 12 to 13 hour days. I was barely getting sleep, trying to accrue as much money as I could to pay for Houston and pay for my bills in the process. You know, Black Friday is coming up. Christmas is coming up. You know, I'm in the red right now. So things is happening. So the reason why I've been taking such a break is because I've been laser focused on literally just trying to stay afloat. But that shit is no excuse. I got to feed the people. And in regards to the people, the last thing I have to say is Jack in the Box is coming November 12th. That is 10 days from when you're listening to this. jackinthebox.splashdad.com. The link is going to be in the bio. Come have some drinks. Come hang out with me. There's going to be hookah there. If you want to stand in your own corner and be with your friends, fine. If you want to hit the dance floor, fine. If you want to take advantage of the open bar situation, fine. If you just feel like being social because you haven't gone out in a few months, fine. I would love to have you. I would love for you to come to my event. Tickets are not that expensive in conjunction with what you're getting with the party. You're getting unlimited liquor. It's not like I'm asking y'all for $40, $50, and then open bar ends at 6. It's going to be open bar all night while supplies last. I have niggas running out of liquor. I have no problem going getting some more. This party is about y'all. This party is about the people. This party is for the people that come from the area where I'm from, where you want to be social and be around people that you like. You want to meet strangers that you think are interesting. You want to be around people that, you know what I mean, you see on Instagram and Twitter, and you want to be in a position to be next to them and see what they look like in real life. I'm providing this experience for you guys. If you want to dance, cool. If you don't want to dance, cool. If you want to stay sober, cool. If you want to drink, cool. If you want to smoke hookah, cool. All of this will be at your disposal. I'm doing this for the people. So hopefully In return, the people will just hold me down, get a ticket, tell a friend to tell a friend. The more packed it is, the better. We specifically hire DJs that look up when they DJing, because niggas don't be looking up. They just have their playlist, and whatever they play is whatever they play, and you got to deal with it. We're not dealing with niggas that operate under that circumstance. We're dealing with niggas that know what to do. They know how to curate a vibe. They know they can recognize what song needs to be played and when it needs to be played. This is the time where everybody's socializing. This is the time where everybody wants to turn up. This is the time where everybody just wants to do karaoke. And this is the time for me to play songs that everybody knows to get the energy up. These niggas know what they're doing. They've been vetted. You're going to have a great time. Peace and blessings. Pass the dressing. And I will speak to you soon.